Let's start in California this morning and bring in correspondent Alex Stone for the latest on the destructive wildfires. Alex, what is the death toll and the number of missing right now?
Well, good morning, Susan and Brian. Overnight, the number of dead going up by one. Now it is 80 statewide. 80 are confirmed dead in the wildfires here. The missing list is still over 900 people long, and that number grew over the weekend and then came down. It got up to about 1,200. Now it's down to 900, and the sheriff, Corey Honey in Butte County, saying that number is still not a real accurate count. It is still real raw data. There are several people who are on that list multiple times. That's a lot of people calling in and saying, I haven't seen my neighbor. I haven't seen such and such a person who normally would take daily walks down my street, and they may be perfectly fine. Plus, they've been mining old 911 data from the early hours of the fire last week, and they haven't been able to conclude that all of those people are safe. So this is still real raw, at least in the numbers. They hope to get those numbers down even still, but it is a big number. Over 900 people technically unaccounted for right now, even if that number isn't all that accurate.
How do authorities go about looking, searching through some of this destruction for those people who are unaccounted for?
Well, first of all, to get the numbers down, they hope to find them alive. So the detectives are calling. They're trying to find these people. But there are shelters all over the area around Paradise, and not even real technical shelters. They're just tent cities that have popped up all over the place. Cell service is very limited. It's hard to find people. Some people didn't have cell phones. A lot of elderly are on the list, and they may not have a cell phone. So they're having to do real police work to track down these people, just like you would with any missing person who would go missing on a normal day, except they've got a whole lot of them. When it comes to searching for the bodies, it is teams in white coveralls who are from the National Guard and from other organizations who are going house by house, specifically going to homes where they know people have been reported missing, and they just start lifting things and going through the ash and looking for any sign of human remains. If they find a bone, if they find anything that looks like it could have been a human, then they call in an anthropologist who comes in and looks at it. And then if the anthropologist says, yes, that is human, then they call in a DNA expert to begin that work.
Boy, it's just so unimaginable. And now these people, many of them, as you said, living in shelters or tent cities, and the weather is about to change. You're getting rain tomorrow, which could make for more unsanitary conditions.
Yeah, Northern California is going to get a pretty good rainstorm, and that's going to be a problem for all of those who are living outside of their homes, and not to mention for the search for bodies. Yeah, rain is good. A lot of people are saying, well, thank goodness we're getting rain. Yeah, that's true, but these fires are pretty well contained at this point. They actually need the rain to stay away now, that because they need to get in and continue searching for the remains. That rain could disturb all of that, could change the makeup of the ash and make it more difficult. And then all of those who are living in the tent cities, that there's already a lot of illness going around. There's been norovirus going around, that you've got entire families that are living in tents in a big dirt lot, and they've been living in a Walmart parking lot, even though they're beginning to move that tent city, that they need to get these families into permanent shelters, and rain is just going to complicate everything.
Were there any big takeaways from the president's visit?
Well, he was here for a number of hours, and he made stops in both Northern California and Southern California. A couple of things. One is that he and Governor Brown and Governor-elect Gavin Newsom, who have always been political foes, actually seemed to get along very well. That they were side by side through the entire time that he was here, and they talked about that their views are not as different as many people would think. The president had some interesting comments on climate change. One of them was on board Air Force One to reporters, which wasn't recorded but was quoted. And he was asked about climate change, and he said, my views are not that different from Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown has been a staunch believer in climate change. And then the president said that things are changing. It was, quote, things are changing. But he said, we're also doing things to help people. So he never called it climate change, but did seem to go beyond what he normally says. But he also did say that his views have not changed on climate change. So a little bit of a mixed message coming from the president on that. But he and Governor Brown, it seemed like that they did agree on more than they disagreed on while he was here in California.
All right. Alex Stone reporting live this morning from California.